gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was in one of the towns when a man appeared covered with leprosy. Seeing Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him. "Sir," he said, "if you want to, you can cure me." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, "Of course I want to. Be cured." And the leprosy left him at once. Jesus ordered him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make the offering for your healing, as Moses prescribed it, as evidence for them. His reputation continued to grow, and large crowds would gather to hear him and to have their sickness cured. But he would always go off to some place where he could be alone. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Luke, in this little passage, has modified an idea of Mark's, which was almost symbolic, almost to the point of losing sight of it. In the Markan story, which Luke was adopting and adapting, Jesus heals the leper at a time when rising numbers of people are seeking him out. And Mark has a theme, a gathering theme of the magnetism of Jesus. The crowds increase and actually are rather, they're depicted as one threatening, rather dangerous. They're threatening to crush him. He asks them to have a boat made ready so that he can sit in it and be safe from being squashed by the huge numbers of the crowds. He seems almost to hide from them because he doesn't trust their reactions. He seems to disappear before they find out about his cures so that he can get safely away to avoid being mobbed. And alongside this, there is the theme of sin which isolates and separates, of which leprosy is one of the most powerful symbols or images in the New Testament. Sin as a kind of leprosy which cuts us off from our belonging to God and to others in the community. And it is to this isolation that Jesus reaches out with this healing touch. And as Mark shows us the healing flowing from Jesus into the life of the leper, he himself receives back the taint, the isolation of the leper. And Mark says he could no longer go openly into any town because he would instantly be mobbed by people. So he had to go out and live in isolated places, in the desert, where no one else lived. So it's almost a heraldic exchange taking place. Jesus gives reintegration to the leper, but himself is isolated. And this is a wonderful key to the meaning of the cross, crucifixion. And Jesus takes upon himself condemnation, judgment, separation, destruction. The things which belong to us and not to him, he takes to himself. Here Luke has softened the theme because perhaps he felt that Jesus should not be presented as a leper. It was too bold a contrast for him. And he wanted to depict Jesus in prayer. Luke is a great gospel of prayer. And so, alongside the large crowds gathering to hear him, is the theme of Jesus alone with God, in a sort of dialogue, moving between the divine and the human. Buried in the middle of this little passage is the word evidence. John's gospel is all about evidence. It's like one long law court.
Aleluya.